UK government may suspend crackdown for millions of Boris Wave migrants to appease far-left, report. By Kurt Zindelka on July 15, 2026. The left-wing Labour Party government is reportedly set to backtrack on its planned crackdown on immigration for the millions of so-called Boris Wave migrants, many of whom are in line to gain permanent residency in Britain. Pitched immigration reforms from Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood may be put on hold for the 1.6 million-plus Boris Wave migrants following pressure put on incoming Prime Minister Andy Burnham by his far-left backbenchers in the Parliament. To mitigate the ballooning cost of mass migration, despite the promises of an economic panacea from importing millions, Mahmood had proposed increasing the ILR eligibility period from 5 to 10 years. However, the notion of changing the rules for migrants who already arrived in Britain was apparently a bridge too far for many Labour MPs, nearly 80 of whom claimed that barring the migrants from receiving permanent residency under indefinite leave to remain would be anathema to who we are, what we stand for and how we should do politics. A compromise between Mahmood and the far-left faction could keep the five-year standard in place for the Boris Wave, but delay access to Britain's generous welfare state, The Times of London reported. In comments provided to Breitbart London, chairman of Migration Watch UK, Alp Mehmet, remarked, "This is appalling, if entirely predictable. Whatever Ms. Mahmood's intentions may be, it is obvious that Labour's far-left backbenchers will have none of it. This would hand settlement to 1.6 million people, each of whom could in turn bring in more dependents. The Prime Minister-in-waiting should stop hiding. Will Mr. Burnham show more backbone than his predecessor to be and kill this anti-Britain plan now?" Currently, any migrant granted indefinite leave to remain is eligible to receive universal credit welfare cash handouts, housing support, state pension, and housing subsidies, and access to free NHS hospital care and GP services. This has sparked concerns about the large number of migrants allowed into the country under former Tory Prime Minister Boris Johnson through his post-Brexit reforms, which, rather than cutting immigration as he had promised, led to record high levels of foreigners flooding into the country. A report in April from Nigel Farage's Reform UK party estimated that, during their lifetimes, the Boris Wave migrants who arrived between 2020 and 2024 would each cost British families approximately £20,000, or £622.5 billion in total, by 2085. Reform has vowed that, if given power, they would abolish indefinite leave to remain altogether and replace permanent residency status with an American-style five-year work visa, which would not be eligible for welfare handouts. Additionally, the party has said that it plans on conducting a national inquiry to hold accountable those who imposed record numbers of migrants on the country after promising the opposite, including Boris Johnson and former Home Secretary Priti Patel. Reform Shadow Home Secretary Zia Yusuf described the Boris Wave as the biggest act of vandalism against the British public in the country's history, and warned that if it is not reversed, it could bankrupt Britain. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.